In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life. Amen. Today we find ourselves at Capernaum on a busy day in the life of Jesus. In this chapter of Mark, we find perhaps a typical day of Jesus' ministry when he taught in the synagogue, cured a man whose life was possessed by demons or sickness, and later on in the chapter, healed Peter's mother-in-law, worked many miracles with sick people, and then went alone to pray. Jesus was constantly busy among the people, healing, restoring, teaching, feeding. And in the little vignette we have today in the Gospel, Jesus opens the scriptures in the synagogue, amazing people with his new life-giving spin on the text, and then amazing them with his liberating authority over the powers of darkness that crippled people's lives. This is an epiphany story. During the epiphany season, we reflect over and over again on who Jesus is, how he reveals God's presence among us. When we see Jesus at work, we see just what God is like. In our lessons from Mark's Gospel so far, we've seen the disciples up and leave their boats, their nets, their livelihoods, willing to invest their whole lives to take huge risks when this charismatic Jesus calls them to follow. This week, Jesus calls the demons out of a man whose life is crippled, a man who's separated from his family and his community because of the dark things that have taken hold of him. And Jesus speaks, touches the darkness in his life, calls that darkness out of him, and this broken man is healed and restored. All these things show us God at work. Mark's focus today is not just that these things happened, but that Jesus did them with authority. What is this thing, authority? How do you get it? Does it come with a position in a structure or an organisation? Does it come with education and expertise? Does it come with letters after your name? Authority is a tricky area. When we go to the doctor, authority is given and taken. We give the doctor authority to know our history, to diagnose our problem, and prescribe the treatment that we trust and then take, or try to usually. We trust that the initials after the doctor's name and the fact that they're licensed means that they know what to do. We can trust them, and so we give them authority to treat us. Well, the question hanging in the air today, in this day in the synagogue, was who on earth is this Jesus? Where does he get the authority to teach like this, to challenge the status quo, to open up the scriptures in a new way? He just seems like an ordinary carpenter from the suburbs. Is he a prophet? In scripture, a prophet is not one who foretells the future or casts spells or consults spirits. A prophet comforts the afflicted and disturbs the comfortable. A true prophet sees things as they are, names them for what they are, puts his finger right on the heart of the problem. In Jesus, says Mark, in this young rabbi from Nazareth, we find a true prophet who does these very things. In Jesus, we find the one who speaks and heals with God's authority, the one who knows all the darkness in our lives, calls us on towards grace. At his baptism in the River Jordan, a voice booms from heaven, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." When we look at Jesus, when we hear Jesus speak in the scriptures, we find God. So what then was this Jesus saying that attracted people? He proclaimed that the kingdom of God had come near. into a world of divisive politics, occupation, brutality, and pain, God has come near. That's the message. Into a religious world full of rules and debating about the rules, and a very, very strict and narrow path to holiness, Jesus proclaims God's freedom and that God was compassion and love and mercy. In Jesus, God has come near. Right from the very first chapter, Mark's gospel has Jesus knee-deep in confrontation and conflict. Today, a man with an unclean spirit wanders into the synagogue. And this moment is supercharged and confrontational. And he made people afraid, this man, as mental illness does quite often. Whatever the demons were, this man's life was a mess. He was alone. Here, once again, Jesus speaks and acts with authority. He doesn't back away from him. He doesn't take hours over long incantations. He doesn't set out to cure the man's problems with magic rituals. He simply speaks with authority, names the demons that are binding this man's life, names the brokenness, and the man is healed. Jesus' authority restores him to his family, to his community, and to his relationship with God. For those of us who've been brought up with modern reason and scientific methods, accounts of exorcism feel pretty strange, so we tend to avoid those bits. Yet it's hard to do this when we read Mark's gospel, because Mark's made stories like those central to his gospel. In Mark's world, spirits saturated the air around human beings and illness and misfortune were the result. And Mark speaks into that worldview, claiming that Jesus has authority even over those forces of darkness, even over the power of the spirits that tormented people and made them afraid. And that power meant they no longer had to be afraid. Yet we don't need to explain away or understand all of the puzzling things about Jesus or those who meet him in the Gospels. Something real is happening here. People are being set free. We have our own demons that bind us and destroy our lives. Alcoholism, drug addiction, addictions to shopping or to work, prejudices and narrow thinking that bind or control us. Anxiety can control us and shape our lives in a really negative way. Mark is convinced that Jesus can release people from every single situation where they feel broken or isolated. Nothing can prevent this. Jesus' ministry of healing reveals God's desire for human beings to be made whole. And Jesus has authority and power to cast out the things that paralyze us and stop us living life to the full, just like he did for the man who came into the synagogue that day. The real implication for our lives becomes clear when we understand that just like this man with the unclean spirit, we live in between. We live between death and life. We live between darkness and light. We live between who we are and who God calls us to be. We struggle in between our determination to go our own way and our desperate need for help. And when Jesus comes calling, as Jesus surely does, we so often repeat those words of this man in the temple, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Leave us alone." And yet Jesus has promised not to disappoint us, not to leave us alone, whatever those demons are in our lives. Jesus comes with authority to call us out, to restore and to transform us. The Epiphany Jesus is in the very business of transformation. The heart of this gospel story today is about Jesus' authority to set people free. This is the good news of God's reign that Jesus comes to declare, and it's the news he declared as he opened up the scriptures in the synagogue that day. Even if it doesn't seem like it, even if our problems seem completely insurmountable, even if part of us wants God to just go away, God is with us right in the midst of everything. God comes to us when we least expect it, strengthens us for everything we need to face, even setting us free from anxiety and doubt and fear. Sometimes we think anxiety is normal and it's out of our control completely. But Jesus speaks and says, "Don't be anxious, don't be afraid." He reminds us with authority that God's got us. With the strength and the power that God gives us, we can become a non-anxious presence in a very anxious world. Become a non-anxious presence in a very anxious world. Mark wants us to understand right at the beginning of his gospel that this Jesus is a prophet sent from God, one who comforts the afflicted, one who disturbs our complacency. This Jesus has power over the forces of darkness that can cripple our lives. This Jesus teaches us what God's word means in our lives in new and powerful ways. This Jesus calls us out with his love. Broken though our lives might be, challenges us with transformation. This Jesus waits patiently until we're ready. And as soon as we open up to him, touches us and restores us and brings us life and hope. This is the kingdom good news Jesus came to proclaim. The Lord be with you.